Thank you, Emma. Our next teller is Adam Marks. Adam has been an Ashland resident since 2010. He coaches individuals and trains groups to be superheroes. He's on the board of Winter Spring. He's the father of two sons and the husband of Leslie Becknell Marks, who told the story of how they first met at a hearth event last year. Big hand for Adam.
These are two threads that have gone throughout my life. And the story is about the time when these two things actually came together. So on the law side, it's pretty straightforward. When I was 23, my brother died in a skiing accident, and I was with him. When I was 30, my father died very suddenly of a massive heart attack. And 4 years ago, actually it'll be 4 years next week, my 18-year-old son Eric was killed in a car accident. So that's the law side. The superhero side. Ever since I was 6 or 7, I have these great memories of reading comic books, reading superhero comic books at summer camp, at home, lying on my bed, all sorts of things. I mean, I loved, you know, Marvel Comics and, you know, X-Men, Captain America, and the Fantastic Four, you know, fighting Dr. Doom, and, you know, with Jack Kirby illustrations, and it was really just wonderful. And, you know, I wouldn't turn away a DC comic. I mean, it was, you know, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, it was all good. You know, it was all good. I just loved reading. And when I was, 10 or 11, my mother broke it to me that superheroes weren't real. This was pretty traumatic because I grew up Jewish, so I didn't have like the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus not believe in. You know, so this was the first time when, like, it's like something I really held dear. It's like, they're not real. Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Captain America. And not only that, but like there were all these things that went around superheroes. So I'm like, wait, you mean we don't have starships? We haven't met aliens? There's no time travel? There are no robots? I mean, it was really just like, boom, 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 boom. I mean, all these dominoes kept falling. But you know, I accepted it. And then over the next couple of years, my comic book reading kind of slowly petered out. I still read science fiction, but my comic book reading just kind of went away. And then, about 10 years ago, I was doing a lot of brainstorming, actually. I was facilitating a lot of brainstorming sessions. And there was a friend of mine who was, he actually developed a new brainstorming process. And he's like, Adam, I want you to try this out. I want you to, you know, test it out for me and tell me how it works. I said, fine. And he said, you just have to pick something, right? You have to pick a problem. Because brainstorming, you pick a problem, and then you come up with all these wonderful solutions to that problem. So I said, fine, I didn't have any immediate problems. So I thought, okay, I'm going to pick what, if I could do anything, like anything with my life, what would it be? And so I started going through this process, this kind of elaborate brainstorming process. And after a couple hours of like converging and diverging and going and blah, 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 after 2 hours, the answer came back. My ideal career was to be a superhero. And I'm looking at this, and you know, my first reaction is, I can't be a superhero. I don't have any superpowers. And that's not strictly true. I realize it's actually not true, but that's what I was thinking at that moment. So I'm like, I don't have any superpowers. And so my next thought was, well, if I can't be a superhero, maybe I can train superheroes. So I'm kind of pushing back a bit. And so that's what I did. Actually, within a couple of months of doing that brainstorming session, I actually developed a workshop called Superhero Training. And it, you know, that's it takes groups of people and has them really recognize what your unique qualities are, what your unique gifts and abilities and experiences, that only you have that particular combination of skills and talents and experiences. And then working with people to give them the motivation to really go out and change the world. Because to me, superheroes are not so much about superpowers. You know, Batman doesn't have any superpowers and he's a superhero. To me, superheroes are about using everything that you are, everything you have, to make the world a better place, no matter what the personal cost. And by that definition, kind of any of us can be superheroes. So I've been doing this on and off for 10 years or so. And about sometime last summer, I made this decision that I was going to actually make this into a business, because I've been doing this as a sideline. I do this at the public library, I do this at conferences. And I decided I really wanted to make a living by helping people become superheroes. And so I developed this new training called Superhero Team Training, which is helping groups of people in organizations and nonprofits and corporations and other places come together as teams of superheroes. So, the X-Men or the Avengers or the Justice League of America, where everybody knows what their unique strengths are and their weaknesses. And they know everybody else's. And so the teams become really effective. Anyway, so this was the idea for the business. And so I'm really getting into it, and I go out there and I got my website and I got my cards and I develop my costume. I get my superhero persona. Okay? Professor Spark. Professor Spark. And so I get the costume, right? I mean, it's like I've got these black jeans and these boots, and I've got this Spark belt buckle, and I've got the goggles, and I've got the actual the logo, right? So for those of you on the radio, I'm actually bearing my chest to show the logo. And I had this really cool kind of flowy cape sort of thing. It's cool. And so I was, so I had all that, I had the look. And then I had my superpower. So I kind of had it down. People would ask me, what's your superpower? And I'd say, well, my superpower is the ability to spark other people's latent superpowers. Right? Makes sense. That Professor Spark, right? Spark. So I was ready, I had it all, I was ready to go. But I wasn't. Something wasn't right. Something wasn't there. So a couple of months ago, at the beginning of this year, I went to my men's group. I've got a men's group I go to on a weekly basis. I went to my men's group and I said, I need some help here. Like, I want to come across, I want to be a superhero. And it just doesn't feel real. To be clear, not real. I'm not expecting to launch into space. But it's about feeling powerful. It's about feeling like you can go forward with confidence and make a difference in the world. And I wasn't feeling that. And so I asked my men's group to help me. And we're sitting in this really cool teepee around this fire pit. And they're all conversing. They say, okay, what's Adam going to do? What's going to do for them? And they come up with this idea that I'm going to confront my father and take my power back. I'm like, all right, sure, I'll try it. And so one of the men, stands up there. We do a lot of, psychodrama stuff. And, one of the men stands up, and he's my father. And I'm, kind of stepping up to him, and I'm yelling at him, I'm taking back my power, and I'm channeling, Wolverine and Captain America and Batman, and, you name it. And I'm looking over at the rest of the guys and I'm going, no, I'm not getting it. And I'm like, I'm not getting it either. So I'm like, I'm kind of sitting there, a little despairing. I mean, how can I do this? If I can't walk the talk, I can't kind of stand as a superhero. And the guys go back to conversing. And they change their approach. And in what, I mean, in hindsight, it just feels to me like kind of a stroke of inspiration. And they know my story, you know, they know about the losses and all that. And so they changed their approach, and they say, okay, think about when your brother died, and how that affected you, and how that made you a part of who you are. And they said, think about your father, and how that death affected you, and how that made you who you are. And finally, of course, the big one is, think about your son, and how that's affected you, and how that made you who you are. And I'm standing there, and I've gone from this to like this, just settling in. And there's silence. And I'm just looking at the group, and they're just looking at me. And finally, one of them says, so what's your superpower? And for a second, I'm about to say, I spark other people's, and I just let it go. I just let it go. And instead I said, my superpower is the ability to have my heart broken over and over again and still love and care about others. Thank you.